Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show. Duh, my name's in the title. Anyways, I know we haven't did a Roasting the World in about a week or week and a half or so, but there's been a lot of personal shit going on. No, me and Sherry didn't split the team up or nothing like that. That's not what I mean by personal shit. It's just she was dealing with some shit, and she wasn't able to do a few shows, and the weather my way kind of kept me from doing a couple, and then it started snowing up her way, and then it's supposed to snow again down this way, so who knows. We're going to try to do one tomorrow night, so tune in. We're supposed to be doing one Monday night. Supposed to have a special guest on. He's a veteran. I believe he wrote a book and a few other things. From what I saw, the dude seemed really cool and chill, so that would be pretty cool and everything like that. But tonight, I just wanted to come on, talk to you guys a little bit, kind of bullshit with y'all, and then I'll react to WandaVision, which, for people who don't know, WandaVision is a show on Disney Plus by Marvel. It's it takes place right after the the Endgame movie, but before Spider-Man's Far From Home or Homecoming or whatever the newest Spider-Man movie was. So it kind of takes place in between that. And from what I saw, it was a pretty good little show. I'm just going to react to a couple of the trailers, and if you guys like that, and I'll just let me know, and maybe I can do like a reactions to the show each week or something like that, and discuss it or something. But we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But yeah, like I said, everything, we're supposed to be doing a Roast in the World the last couple of days, but like I said, some shit's happened, which, hey, we're human, we're normal people, we live everyday life, so shit does happen. But yeah, so with all that out of the way, tonight's episode is not sponsored by Arizona Tea, Dr. Pepper, or Baconator Fries. I repeat, tonight's episode is not sponsored by Arizona Tea's Dr. Pepper or freaking Baconator Fries. And all I got to say is why. Wendy's, you listening to this? Sponsor me, man. Come on. Burger King, sponsor me. McDonald's, sponsor me. Somebody just sponsor me, man. But with all that being said, with all the stupidity out of the way, let's see, what else do I need to go over before we get to the reactions? If you want to, write in ideas for the show, just write in to, talk to us, or we'll, if you just want to write in to try to be on the show or something, feel free to. Everybody knows you can get in touch with me on Twitter, Facebook Messenger, anything like that. I do write back to the fans and to people who write me in about the show and stuff. I don't just, annoy people or block them off and stuff like that, so. If you guys legitimately want to, have any ideas for topics for the show, or just, any ideas in general for everything, just feel free to write in. Same thing with Sherry. You can get in touch with her the same way, Twitters and Facebooks and Instagrams and all that stuff. So she probably even has a MySpace, knowing her. So, but with all that being said, let's get into the reaction here. Let me get the video pulled up and what I'll do is I'll react to a couple of them. I see an older one from 4 months ago. So this is right before the show. This right here is when the show, before the show started, they were showing previews of it. But I believe the show originally was supposed to come out sometime last year. But with everything that happened with the, I guess I could say Corona on here. But I guess everything that's happened with the fucking Corona kind of put all that down. Alright, so without any further ado, let's get the video playing and we'll react to it. Alright, let me set the mood up for this one so far. And by the way, all this is on Disney Plus, So if you guys want to watch the show and everything like that, Disney Plus, it might be on other platforms too, but Disney Plus is the one I know of. So, but anyways, let me set the scene here. This preview is in all black and white so far. It looks like they're showing some show, you know, like it's like a spiff of some like sitcoms from like the 60s or so, like My Three Sons or Father's Knows Best, you know, stuff like that. Isn't like Bewitched. I think that's what they were going for with this one, Bewitched, because she just kind of did like a spell thing or wiggled her nose or whatever like it is on Bewitched. So I think that's what they were going for with that.
Where did you two move from? How long have you been married, and why don't you have children yet?
Well, for people who didn't recognize that voice, that is totally the mom from freaking That 70s Show. So that's awesome. Kitty from That 70s Show is on here. Don't know her name in real life. Don't care to know about her name in real life. She would always just be Kitty from That 70s Show. But it looks like she's on here.
Sorry.
I think what my wife means to say is that we moved from...
Moved from where? Married when? Damn it, why?
Oh, Arthur, stop it. Stop it.
With all those stop it, I think I'm gonna stop it there for a second. From what I saw right there, it showed them all at a dinner table. Wanda, Vision, Kitty from That 70s Show, and some dude who I believe is her husband from the way I take it right there or something. But dude starts tripping out and she just tells him to stop it. So I feel like there's some kind of weird magic shit going on here or something, you know. And I'm not just saying that because I sort of know what happens from the first like five episodes already. Personally, I haven't watched it, but I've seen enough of the reviews and the new, you know, like the new previews and stuff that comes out to kind of see what's going on with it all. And plus, new rock stars on YouTube, they do a breakdown video, find all the Easter eggs and stuff in there. So if you guys ever want to check that stuff out, I recommend it. It's a good channel to watch. It's called New Rock Stars, good channel to watch. They got a bunch of different type of videos, but they like to go over like your nerdier stuff. So if you're a nerd out there, that's, you know, feel free to go try to check that out. Okay, now the video has gone to color. So they must have, you know, moved on to the 70s or 80s here in their sitcoms. Well, Vision just found a lady sitting in her car, all like spaced out. So he goes up to her and like wakes her up, and she asks him if she was dead, and he goes, "No, you know, like why would you think that?" And she tells him, "Because you are," which. Yes, Vision is dead because he did get killed in the, was he killed in the Infinity War? Yeah, he was killed in the Infinity War, man. But, so technically he is dead. So whatever is going on with this, you know, like with this show is like, the Scarlet Witch or Wanda, whatever the fuck they want to call her in here, is, I guess, controlling the situation and brought him back. So, I mean, it seems like it'd be a pretty interesting little series. And like I said, they're already five episodes deep. And from what I've seen, it's a pretty good little show. They got a lot of Easter eggs in there and a lot of like spoilers and stuff for the movies and setting things up for the movies and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure they're setting things up for the Doctor Strange movie that's coming out. But I'm not 100% on that, so don't quote me. But I'm pretty sure that's what they're setting up. This whole show is going to set that up. I'm like 96% sure about that. Pretty much the rest of this one's just like showing clips from the season and stuff. Let's see if I can find the first episode. Maybe we can review that real quick. Let's see here. I guess it would help if I just. There we go. On the Vision episode one. Let's see what we got here. On the Vision episode one breakdown. Well, somebody else already beat me to that one. Let's see. Marvel X-Men trailer. What? Are we getting a new X-Men movie? What? I wonder if that's what they're going to set this up with, too. Not only Doctor Strange, but is this going to set up the X-Men in the MCU? Because technically, Wanda or Scarlet Witch or whatever in the comics and everything is Magneto's daughter. So she's connected to the X-Men, so they might be setting all that up. So that would be pretty cool. Which I think that'd be pretty cool if they did, but whatever. I'm just a big nerd. What do I know? Okay, I just keep finding reaction videos to it. I have to look up. We'll do that on the next show or something. That I do this again, I'll react to it, but I'll try to find the episode and react by episode or something. But with that being said, thank you guys for listening to me for a little bit on this Saturday night. I hope everybody's having a great weekend. Hope everybody's staying safe. And, yeah, man, smoke them if you got them. Drink them if you want to, man. Everybody stay safe out there.